He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
February 17th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've got, it's getting a little bit better. We may even go positive here before long. Right now we have the Dow down 17 points. 18,000, that's right, 18,001. We're back up above that 18,000 level. The S&P 500 is down 2 right now, but we're at 2,094. Maybe we'll see 2,100, as I saw the market put a lot of risk on last week. We're going to talk about that. That's a major theme of what I want to talk about this morning. We have the NASDAQ down just a couple now. It is moving. It may go green here pretty soon. 4,891. Moving in on 5,000 on the NASDAQ. Crude oil, hanging in there, baby. Crude oil down 2% today, but $51.71 per barrel. We have gold, wow, dropping again. That gold rally snuffed out very quickly. I still have no exposure to gold. 1,211 is where gold is at this morning. It's down 1.3%. The euro continues to look for a deal in Greece, and it's not getting one, and it doesn't look like it's any closer today than it was last week at this time. They can't seem to iron out anything. And the 10-year yield, now this is something I want to talk about. Major talking point today, the market is taking risk on, and money is flowing out of the safer harbors of the market. You've got the 10-year up at 2.05%. this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, where are the tug of wars going on in the market this week? The Ukraine ceasefire lasted about 23 minutes, something like that, and they're firing back and forth. Once again, we don't seem to be any closer to any kind of a resolution there. And of course, Greece, talks in the Eurozone with Greece really going nowhere right now. But you know what? The market seems to just be getting used to that, because this happened the last time that the Greece crisis came along. Lots of false starts. And then nothing settled. Lots of false starts. And of course, back then, the fear was that the contagion would spread because of all the banks with exposure to Greek debt. Well, this time it's not quite like that. Most of the exposure is in the European Central Bank. And the European Central Bank can always just print more money. So the Greek impact on the market is not as great this time as it was last time. But it is still something that we need to keep our eye on, because if Greece were to exit the Eurozone, that may start some other countries leaving the Eurozone. So we'll keep our eye on it. But in the meantime, I saw some major moves in the market, some significant moves in the market last week that I want to bring to your attention. We go through the macros of the market once per week. Remind you of them every day, but we go through the big picture. And it's really, really important to step back and look at the big picture of the market on a regular basis. Because it's the big picture of the market that at some point in the future is going to give us those clues that we're looking for, those clues that we look for in our rear view mirror that this bull market is starting to break down. Now it's in its almost seventh year. We'll reach the six-year anniversary here in a couple of weeks, in about 3 weeks to be exact. This bull market has been going up for 6.5 year, oh, 5.5 years, almost 6 years now, just 3 months shy of six, 3 weeks shy of 6 years. And it's the macro picture that will start to break down one by one, which will lead to the next bear market. The last bear market was a 53% haircut on the S&P 500. So that's why keeping in touch, keeping tabs on the big picture, the macro picture of the market, in my opinion, is very, very important. I saw last week a pretty big move in the market. Money coming out of certain areas of the market and going into other areas of the market. And I'm talking about a big surge of money. The bond market was hitting new highs as interest rates were hitting new lows. Investors continued to pile into the safety of the bond market, driving interest rates down. And there were several reasons for that. Slowing global economy, crisis in Ukraine, crisis in Greece, other areas around the world causing fear. And that's one of the reasons why money flows into the bond market to begin with. It's seen as a safe haven. But when the bond market gets so bloated, I mean, you can look at this chart that I put into my newsletter over the weekend. You saw a parabolic move in the bond market. And now, in the last couple of weeks, you've seen a lot of air come out of the bond market. And it's not just air that has come out of the bond market, it's money that has come out of the bond market. And it continues to flow out of the bond market. Now, interest rates are still extremely low. But it looked like we were headed for 1.5% on the 10-year. Now all of a sudden we're back to 2.05%. The flow has gone from inflow to outflow. Okay? Now, where is that money going? Is it going into CDs? Is it going into mattresses all across America? Is it going into gold? Is it going into real estate? Well, probably a little bit here and a little bit there. But for the most part, the outflow of the bond market is going into stocks. Risk on. The bond market represents risk off. We're taking risk off the table and we're putting it into the safety of the bond market. And just the opposite happens from time to time, where people say, you know what, we're getting passed by. This stock market continues to roar, and here we are sitting in bonds yielding 1.7% with very little chance of capital appreciation. We better start putting a little bit more risk on. And where is that showing up? Well, I showed a chart of the NASDAQ over the weekend. Is that not a risk-on indicator? Look at a chart of the NASDAQ. Look at my newsletter over the weekend. You can get it by going to my website at pwstreet.com. On Thursday and Friday of last week, we saw the NASDAQ, one of the biggest risk-on indicators, break out to new all-time highs. In fact, now we're closing in on 5,000 once again. And components within the NASDAQ, I showed the software sector. Is that not a risk-on sector? Look at the move that the software sector made on Thursday and Friday. As interest rates rose, the software sector broke out. Money flow out of one asset class into another. The semiconductor sector, XSD. Good proxy, ETF for the semiconductor sector. Broke out big time beginning last Tuesday. Take a look at the technology sector in general. XLK, another ETF that tracks technology. Breakout to the upside. The small cap sector, again, a very high risk on type of indicator. Breakout last week. Small cap stocks on the move once again. We saw Cisco report earnings last Thursday. helping propel some of these technology sectors. And there were other reasons for people to all of a sudden say risk on in the market. And the money is coming out of the safer havens and into the more risk on havens. Now, when we come back, we'll get a little bit more specific. Because these are some big, big areas. The small cap arena is a big area. The NASDAQ is a big, big sector of the markets. Let's narrow it down a little bit and let's try to identify who's on the receiving end of this big risk-on move that all of a sudden is taking place in the market once again. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now or Radio Hour. I want to really emphasize here the major move that I saw in the market last week. You know, usually it's the other way around where you get a big risk-off move in the market. Last week, it was a major risk-on move in the market, and I think it's important to know where that risk-on move is taking place. The reasons for it, you know, I would say if I were to pick one reason for the risk-on move in the market that we're seeing would be Europe and their quantitative easing. It seems like all of a sudden everybody's getting in on this stock market equity move with all this money being printed around the world. We're done here in the U.S. for now, but now Europe has picked up the baton and they're quantitatively easing over there right now, and we're seeing a massive move out of the safer assets, namely the bond market, and into the higher risk areas of the market, which also offer much greater return. And one of those big areas that I just named was the technology area of the market. Whether it's Europe, whether it's the United States, isn't the printing of money in Europe going to help maybe buy Cisco products, buy Apple products, buy U.S. technology products? All of a sudden, the NASDAQ is breaking out to new, not all-time highs, but let's call it 14-year highs all of a sudden. And as I click on, one of the nice features of my app is you can click on a sector. For instance, click on the technology sector here, which I showed in my newsletter over the weekend. There's all of the sectors laid out, and the sectors are ranked. You can click on one of the sectors, which I showed in my newsletter over the weekend. Let's click on technology. And here's the top ranked stocks within the technology sector. Now, these are some names that are worthy of further research. Now, I own many of these stocks already, but these are some of the leading stocks in the technology sector that are part of this risk-on move all of a sudden. Skyworks. I own Skyworks. I wrote about Skyworks in my book way back in 2011, Avago Technologies. We featured Avago, I believe, last week in the radio show, and if you've been following along in my newsletter, you know that it's a stock that I've owned for quite some time. Avago is in the semiconductor business. Taiwan Semiconductor, number three ranked technology stock right now. Another one associated with chips and semiconductors. It broke out last week. ARM Holdings, ARMH, another leader in the technology sector. A British company involved in semiconductor equipment and making semiconductors themselves, Monolithic Power Systems, Tyco Electronics, Apple Computer. Well, it's breaking out to new all-time highs, isn't it? Another indication of this big risk-on move that's taking place right now, ServiceNow, LinkedIn, a lot of technology stocks all of a sudden lighting up the board, breaking out. You may want to take a look at your portfolio. You may want to take a look. In fact, in my model 401k portfolios that I print every weekend, I've been suggesting that you look in your 401k for any kind of technology exposure that you can get. You know, maybe 10, 15%, somewhere in there, technology funds, because technology and the NASDAQ all of a sudden are breaking out once again. And I always emphasize within any sector, there's leaders and there's laggards. Just like a division of baseball. There's good teams and there's trailing teams. You want to invest in the good teams, the good management teams in the market. The better technology stocks, you know, usually a rising tide will lift pretty much all boats. But I'd still rather be in the big boats, the quality boats, the boats that have been proving themselves year after year. The other area of the market that I saw on the receiving end of a lot of funds last week and the last couple of weeks, actually the last month, has been anything related to building, home building, remodeling. building supplies, things like this. A good proxy for that would be the XHB, the Home Builder Index, which includes also a lot of the periphery stocks that feed in to the Home Building Index. And if you remember, if you go back to 2008, 2009, that was the center of the hurricane, wasn't it? It was the single family home sector and the lenders that helped bring the entire market down. Look how far they've come back since then. And now you've got this sector starting to heat up again and break out to new highs. So we click on, in the app, the building sector, bang, and we look what's inside the building sector. And when you click on it, they're going to come up in order of their ranking, my proprietary rankings. Here's some names that I currently see. Acuity Brands, which makes lighting products. I see Tractor Supply, which supplies the hobby farmer and small or big yards, things like this. I see Lennox International, an air conditioning and heating company. I see Whirlpool, which I own, which I featured recently. I see Watsco, which I featured last week. I see A.O. Smith. I see Home Depot. Home Depot getting ready for the spring season. Home Depot's been hitting new highs now for the last year. I see Mohawk Industries, a maker of carpet. I see Sherwin-Williams. If you got a question, ask Sherwin-Williams. I see PPG Industries. Got a painting project around the house? PPG can help. I see Toro. Toro sprinkling companies, lawnmowers, etc. Boy, when everything thaws, when everything melts, there's going to be a lot of yard work to do. I see Eagle Materials. I see Boise Cascade. I see Snap-on Tools. I see the Home Construction Index. All of a sudden, risk on move taking place. This is on the receiving end. In fact, in this sector, I currently see 17 stocks with a grade of A- or better, while other sectors in the market aren't nearly as strong as this one. This all of a sudden has become one of the strongest sectors in the market. In my newsletter, I showed charts of these stocks just so you can see what I mean. Look at Acuity Brands breaking out to new all-time highs. And I showed how this is an A-rated stock over the last 10 years, one of the top performing stocks that you've probably never heard of. I also showed the valuation on it. I showed Whirlpool, which I owned, and I featured Whirlpool recently. An appliance stock hitting new all-time highs. No, it's not sexy, but if you own it in your portfolio, it is. I showed Watsco, which broke out last week. I own Watsco. I showed Mohawk. I own Mohawk. I don't have a Mohawk. I have a reverse Mohawk. I'm developing a reverse Mohawk. I showed Toro. These are stocks that all of a sudden are part of this risk on move. But these aren't the only sectors where money's moving to. When we come back, I'm going to talk about another one where I'm seeing a massive inflow right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I jumped right into the meat of the matter here today with the big move that I saw last week that I observed as I sit here every single day. You know, I read a fishing blog over the weekend of a guy that I know that's out there almost every single day fishing the waters that I watch, that I could see from my office and my home here in San Diego. This guy has such an advantage on me, and he came up with some fishing spots that I would have never, ever imagined. And, you know, in his blog, he says, "Why do I know about these spots? Because I'm out here every day. I'm observing." where these fish are hanging out. Now, you know what? I mean, I'm on these waters every single day in the stock market, and I saw a major move last week, a major risk-on move. Money coming out of one area of the market and moving and surging to another area of the market. And on the sending end was the bond market. That's where I saw money coming out of. And I saw money flowing into risk-on asset classes, like technology stocks, like the NASDAQ. I saw risk-on moving into Europe. I saw risk-on moving into even the emerging markets, which all of a sudden are lighting up. There were very few risk-on areas of the world last week that didn't receive, weren't on the receiving end of this major move in the market. And there were very few safe havens in the market that didn't see an outflow last week. But obviously, some areas of the market were on the receiving end more than others. I've already pointed out a few. The NASDAQ, which represents technology stocks. I think Cisco's report last week probably had a lot to do with it. I think all of a sudden Apple surging to new highs. And think of all of the peripheral stocks around it that supply or that are related to it in one way or another. We saw a massive risk-on move into technology, semiconductor, software, all kinds of different technology stocks, individual stocks, and sectors. Also saw a big risk-on move into the home building area of the market and all of the ancillary companies that are part, right on down to the Home Depots and the Lowe's of the world and the air conditioning and the carpet and the paint. Crazy, crazy move into these areas of the market last week. I would say that Friday was my busiest buying day of the year, without question. You know, I've been pretty happy with what I've owned so far this year. I've made very few changes. And I still had some money sitting on the sidelines. Well, on Friday, I was part of that risk-on move. I made more purchases on Friday than I've made all year. And I sent out push notifications. I probably wore out the people on the other end receiving those push notifications. But when I go, I go. You have to move when the market moves. I don't have time to call people. That's why I have authority to buy and sell on people's behalf. I don't know how a broker can manage their business and manage accounts if they had to call everybody and get permission to do what they're going to do. Now, my push notifications, I now have a live trading service. If you want to follow along with my live trades, that's within my app, the Best Stocks Now app, in the iTunes store, in the Google store, or online at beststocksnowapp.com. I sent out a lot of push notifications on Friday of last week. The other area where I'm seeing inflow, I've already identified the technology sector, which I've already had good exposure there. I mean, this is just like icing on the cake now to see this move in these stocks. And I increased my exposure a little bit to this area, the home building sector and the building stocks in general, the building sector. I just listed 17 stocks that are now rated A minus or better from this sector. The other area where I saw a big risk on move is in the oil patch, which shouldn't come as any surprise. All of a sudden, somebody flipped the switch from oil prices going down to oil prices going up. And it seems like it switched awfully quickly to me. And I don't know, you know, if you can point to somebody, maybe the Saudis are manipulating a little bit. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we've been punishing Russia. Who knows? There's all kinds of forces at work that we can't see. I'm just an observer. I didn't think that oil deserved to fall as quickly as it did, which would make me think that there was something more to it than just a sudden drop in demand, but, you know, that doesn't really matter. I also think there's a big anti-fracking move here in the United States of America. There's a big one, and I showed a bunch of signs and people holding signs trying to stop the fracking that's taking place in America. They feel that the earth has rights, and we're violating the earth's rights by drilling into the earth, into the shale, and fracking and extracting that precious oil In the meantime, oil has turned around all of a sudden. Stocks like Concho, CXO, all of a sudden. Reversal in trend from a downtrend to an uptrend. Stocks like Continental Resources, which drills in that Williston Basin, has gone from 80 down to 30. And now guess what? It's back to 45. It's reverse course. Diamondback Energy, another one. These are stocks that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. And they're moving in the right direction once again. Diamondback went from 90 down to 50. Now it's back to 70. Carrizo, another one, 70, all the way down to 30. Cut in half. And now it's heading back. Now, I didn't ride these stocks down. I sold them in August of last year. And I've been slowly nibbling and buying some of these energy stocks as they've started to base, as they've started to put in a bottom. And not only put in a bottom, now they're starting to go back up once again. Helmerich and Payne, another one, and one that pays about a 4% dividend yield. These stocks, all of a sudden, Halliburton, another one. They all look about the same. Even the solar stocks, which got hit during this drop in energy prices, now they're starting to heat up once again. So there's three main areas that are on the receiving end. I'm going to throw in a fourth area here, because as we look at the yearly scorecard right now, where the market stands, the standouts, and again, let's take a look where the money's coming from. The money is coming from the safer asset classes. The bond market for probably would be the number one source of funds right now. And where's the money going to? The NASDAQ technology stocks. Home builders, the building sector, these are the ones that really caught my eye last week. Energy. And as we look around the world, money is now flowing back into Europe. Europe's now up 5% so far this year. Quantitative easing. You say, well, Greece is a big problem, isn't it? Well, Europe's up 5%. In fact, it's hard to find a bear on Europe right now because that's where the money is being printed right now. The emerging markets are even starting to turn around. Many of those emerging markets, don't forget, are dependent upon oil. You take a look at South America, heavily dependent upon oil prices. You look at Russia. Believe it or not, Russia's up 23% so far this year. My favorite emerging market continues to be India. India is up 10.1% year to date. That compares with the S&P 500, which is up 1.8 so far. And I continue to have a big exposure to India. Again, up 10.1% year to date. So we're also seeing a risk-on move taking place globally. In fact, this past week, several European indexes started to show up in my top 10. All of a sudden, Ireland, all of a sudden, Europe Small Cap Dividend Index, all of a sudden, Germany starting to show up in the top 10 indexes around the world. Having said that, the top indexes in the world are still heavily dominated by U.S. stocks. Two other areas that have been on the receiving end. The more risk-on types of U.S. stocks. That would be moving down the ladder from the blue chips. I saw breakouts in the small cap index last week, the U.S. small cap index. And I saw breakouts to the upside in mid-cap stocks. These are more of the risk-on areas of the market. And as I said, other places around the world finally starting to heat up. Seeing breakouts all over the place. People moving into risk on and out of risk off. Major moves in the market to be aware of at the current time. Now, I send out my newsletter every weekend. It's full of my observations of spending 10, 11 hours on the water every single day. Here's where I'm seeing the action. Here's what I've noticed.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's just recap just a little bit before we finish up and get into the sectors of the market that are on the receiving end, besides the one that I've already listed. This last week, I saw a major outflow of the safe harbor assets out into the more risk-on types of indexes, asset classes, sectors, stocks, etc. Talked about the technology, the breakout in the NASDAQ that happened last week. In fact, I'm looking at the Apple again hitting new all-time highs. It's up 15.6% so far this year since January the 1st. Of course, they had blowout earnings. That's a good proxy for the technology sector. We're seeing Cisco breakout. So the technology sector, a lot of the semiconductor stocks really have heated up here recently. The home building sector, which I wouldn't go hog wild in, but we've got very low interest rates. Real estate continues to rebound, not like it did the first couple of years coming out of the bear market in real estate, but it's plugging along. And, you know, eventually there's going to be demand once again. And when things thaw, there's going to be a lot of companies that are related to this entire building sector. And they're starting to heat up right now. I talked about the energy sector, which has all of a sudden flipped the switch from outflow to inflow. And I've picked up several in the last month or so, and they're starting to do rather well. And there's areas of the world now that are heating up. In fact, it's hard to find a bad area right now in the stock market all around the world where things aren't really starting to blossom once again, even the ones that have been hit so hard. Having said that, the U.S. still is where I have my heaviest weighting, probably about 70 to 80%. But I have been picking up here and there some individual stocks from Europe. Quantitative easing, money printing. I still have good exposure to India, which is now up 11% again this year, one of the leading indexes in the world. And I have a little bit of exposure to another area of the world that continues to grow, and that's China. We're also seeing the more risk-on areas of the U.S. market blast off here. We're seeing the mid-cap stocks and the small-cap stocks begin to take off. So, Bill, what should I avoid now? Is there anything? Yeah. I wouldn't be short the market. That's been the wrong place to be for the last almost 6 years now. The bears continue to get killed. Having cash on the sidelines isn't the greatest of ideas right now. That's my second worst asset class, right above being inverse the market. You know, the precious metals, still not a good place to be. Treasuries protected for inflation, not a good place to be. There is no inflation. Commodities, still not a good place to be. And I don't think the emerging markets yet are the best place to be. And I don't think sovereign debt. So those are a lot of asset classes there that I wouldn't have any exposure to at the current time. As we look at the leading sectors in the market right now, it's still a lot of the same ones, but there's some new ones coming along here. Pharmaceuticals and biotech, still the leading sectors in the market. Healthcare sector, still a leading sector in the market. All of a sudden, we have some new ones, however, entering into the fray. The semiconductor sector, all of a sudden, number six, number seven. I own a lot of semiconductor stocks. The home building sector has all of a sudden entered into the top 10. The aerospace sector. We've got some skirmishes going on around the world. ISIL needs to be eradicated. And we have companies like Boeing, the air transport, aerospace, other areas of aerospace and defense also on the rise right now. And the consumer index is still pretty good, the consumer sector. And add into that the energy sector, which is starting to rise from the ashes here. And there's opportunity everywhere we look right now, almost everywhere we look. There's still some stinkers to stay out of. You can find those in my newsletter, which I publish every single weekend. This past newsletter probably had more ideas in it and more specific activity, identification of specific activity taking place in the market than any other newsletter so far this year. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, and we'd be happy to send you the results of my work that I put in on the Friday of last week to produce the newsletter. You can look at the model portfolios. They're all doing very well so far this year. Whether you have mutual funds at work in your 401k, I've got you covered. If you've got a TSP plan, your government employee, I've got you covered there too. You can look to my models for a little bit of guidance, at least a different opinion. I'm sure you can find somebody out there right now that's a total bear telling you to run. They've been around for the last 5.5, 6 years, and they've been wrong as the market has continued to rise. And now it's picking up steam once again as we approach the 6-year anniversary of the bear. And it's picking up more steam in some areas than in other areas. And I identify right on down to the individual stocks. You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. Now, the newsletter is one thing. It gives you guidance. Some people don't have time to do this. Their time is very limited. There's a lot of other pulling on our time and other things that we have to take care of in life. I'm a fee-based money manager that looks after your portfolio, that looks after your retirement account, whatever it may be. And we do it pretty vigilantly here at Gunderson Capital Management. We also keep our eyeballs in the rearview mirror because there will be a bear market. Now, I can't guarantee that I'll get you out at or near the top, but I'm going to look for the signs. The next bear market will come along when the economy starts to falter. And right now, we're just not seeing the signs yet. That things are starting to fall apart in the U.S. economy. We still have GDP growth. We still have no inflation. We still have low interest rates. We're still growing our economy. It could be better. It could be worse. It's okay. And the bull market for now remains intact. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.